This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Large metal domes are sprouting up all over the French countryside. They are biogas plants that transform agricultural waste into usable methane. John Lawrenson reports from the wheat and barley country west of Paris.
Voyez, c'est de la noix de cajou.
Farmer Luc Janotin shows me a sack of rotten cashew nuts their producer wasn't able to sell up into the methane plant that he and five farmer neighbors built for $6 million to diversify. Its giant metal domes consume 30 tons of organic material a day, mainly barley they use as a cover crop.
We've also started to take in more and more food industry waste, like the pulp left over after you've extracted sugar from beet or insect-infested flour.
It's all mashed up by this grinder, then turned into gas that's piped into homes in a nearby town. The residue is used as fertilizer. Anthony Mazenga of the gas carrier GRT Gaz says French methane production is rising fast.
We already have 442 methane plants pumping gas into the network, and another 1,000 will be hooked up soon. Long term, it would be perfectly possible to replace a third of our gas consumption with locally produced renewable gas like this.
What may slow things down is local resistance. Jean Lyon is president of a citizens group that's trying to stop a biogas plant next to his village in the Vexin area north of Paris.
You move all this stuff and you let it rot for about 8 to 9 months. Anything rots, open air, it's going to stink.
Back on the farm, which I must say is not that smelly, Luc Janotin tips a load of onions that are too small to sell into the grinder. He hasn't had any problems with his neighbours, he says, perhaps in part because, to reassure them, he sited his biogas plant next to the farmhouse where he lives. In Saint-Champ, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.